Being a stalker was new to me, but I was a quick learner. I wasn't able to find her on social media. Either she didn't have a profile or she'd locked it down, which wouldn't be unusual for a cautious single woman who always thought stuff through rather than flying by the seat of her pants like I had the tendency to do. Once I'd made my decision, I'd tracked Caroline down via an online service and paid $40 to get her address. I hadn't seen her in years. I'd never been a huge hookup guy, more of a guy who dated a woman exclusively. I'd been dating this same woman all through my first few years of college, and we'd recently broken up. The split had been mutual. The relationship had run its course. I found myself looking for something I'd lost, something I'd walked away from, and wondering what could have been. I guess I was feeling melancholy. Hockey had always been enough for me, but lately it wasn't. I was searching for that elusive thing called happiness, and eventually I turned to Caroline. Chalk it all up to loneliness. Caroline and I had enjoyed each other for a couple months when we were both teens. I'd been in Chicago for a summer hockey program taught by a well-known, highly respected former professional player. She'd just finished high school 1 year early and was working at the rink where I was skating. I'd ended it, and most likely broken her heart. I hadn't given her much thought until lately. Oh, there had been moments when she'd invaded my sleep or crept into my daydreams. We were both older, hopefully wiser, and I was curious what had happened to her.
He might not have been the love of my life, but I loved him. And now he was gone. Mark was buried in a hole, and I was left to raise 6-year-old twins on my own. That fatal night over 3 months ago seemed like yesterday. The knock on the door, the policeman standing on my porch at 1 a.m., the panic rising inside me at the grim look on his face. Mark had been late getting home from work. Nothing unusual there. My husband had been a workaholic. He'd apparently fallen asleep at the wheel and perished in a fiery crash. He'd only been 1 mile from home. Ours had been a comfortable relationship, not a white-hot passion, not even in the beginning. He'd been a good provider, a great father, and a decent man. He treated me well. I had no complaints. For 3 months, I'd struggled with my new reality. Now it was September. My 6-year-old twins were in the first grade, and I was a 24-year-old single mother without a career. I needed to fight past my grief and devise a plan for my future and my children's. It was time. I'd struggled my entire life with a niggling doubt that I'd never be good enough. I depended on Mark and his family to take care of me, while I'd done nothing to take care of myself or have personal security if the worst should happen. And the worst had happened. I was the daughter of an alcoholic father who couldn't hold down a job, and a mother who went through men as quickly as she changed outfits. I'd been told my entire childhood that I was worthless and screwed up everything I touched. The summer I graduated high school and gotten a full-ride academic scholarship, I'd found out I was pregnant and proven them right again. For the next 6-plus years, I'd concentrated on being the best wife and mother possible, and I'd pulled it off. Without Mark to depend on, those insecurities came flooding back.